I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Did that pick up?
Yes.
The amount of anxiety I got there thinking I forgot to open Audacity myself.
Hello and welcome to a Planet Cthulhu. We are all to get... Yes, I can see 15 minutes, Carmen. Carmen showed me his phone for 15 minutes for a timer that he's got for Chinese food that's in the oven quite now.
Chinese food!
Yeah. Anyway, welcome to A Pint of Cthulhu. We are, for once, all the UK members in one place. I have Jay to my right.
Oh, fuck her!
Wrong foot, wrong ankle, knee.
Just don't touch them.
That's Cap. Flowers in the corner over there.
Hello!
And Carmen's to my left.
Hello.
You say that, but I mean, you know. Poke.
Yeah, let's not go touching everybody.
Matt. That's why I think I'm over.
Thank you.
Just you then, eh? And welcome to the world of Doomsong. We are doing a... Sorry, I didn't mean
it's
to hear
fine.
That. We're doing a one-shot.
We should meet to have again, hell. I think. I don't think.
We beat each other up all the time.
Oh, yeah.
You missed it, didn't you? You have it so...
What?
Oh, I'll hit her back. Hit her back. It was this morning.
They spend rumours
in. Flower's dreams are best left unknown to the rest of us, I think.
Yeah, I start to worry about that. So, you're all a bunch of vagabonds to some extent. We'll go around from the right to explain everyone's characters on air.
Right. There's fear and violence again.
I'm not going to hit you with a book.
Help, help! You're listening. Send help.
It's too late.
Alright, my character is Pat Rishon. He is a squirmy little bastard in a old black suit. Unfortunately for him, all the black is that slightly different kind of black you get. You don't quite match the clothes up right. One more blue, one more red, one more grey. So he doesn't quite cut the intimidating thing he wants. He is a wild thing, a tracker, inconspicuous, and a leader. So scheming little shit.
Right. Cat, with a mouthful of pizza.
Well, I am no vagabond at all. I am Tungo McDurden, the fanciest tailor in all the land. Unfortunately, I have been robbed and I have been left with no money. So, me and my fancy tailor's glove have gone out into the world to find out why the fuck did this happen to me.
Flav?
I'm a dirty peasant.
Yeah. You know this, but what about your character?
My name is Sir Loring. I'm a dirty peasant. I have no money. I'm swift footed. I'm righteous. Brawler. And I have no eye. I'm missing an eye, and it's not a glowy hole.
Wait. I'm going to stop this right now. You call yourself Sir? You peasant.
It's
how
spelled
could you?
S-E-R.
You're dressed like that. Are you kidding me?
I wear a bag of...
Well, then, that is just terrible considered to me. I am Harold. I am of military rank. I adhere to the strongest of traditions of chivalry.
Yes, I'm pretty sure I've adjusted your dress uniform before.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, a bit wider on the waist.
The balls.
Well, there you go. That's
you
one.
You
connection.
Know my waistline.
That's one connection there between players. So either you know each other or you don't. It doesn't really matter at this point. You find yourself within the town of Blueglass, a once fine, opulent town, hard on its luck. There's shit everywhere in the road. It stinks.
Yeah, back home.
Yeah. Flower, your character is mostly very happily at home here.
Ah!
And what was once a grand manor sitting on top of a hill is dishevelled, run down, but it's still gated. And up, leading up towards this is a whole row of various different brothel houses, hotel kind of looking buildings, well, inns, shall I say. Dirty few taverns, stables, a few armourers and whatnot. And you've all trudged in somehow from whichever corner of the little town you've come in from. And you find yourself somehow in the same little tavern called the Squealing Pig. Now, whether or not you can read, it doesn't really matter because your eyes have all been drawn to a poster. There's a crude image of a man or woman, depending on what you want it to look at, holding a sword, jabbing it into a monster, and a fat coin purse next to them. And that is enough to tell you that there is work in this town to kill monsters. So, you're all sitting down, you've all got a little ale or something.
Alright, so, alright then lads, we've found this new town, another stop in our destination. We've got our drinks now, I think we should talk about our next quest, about our next monster to slay.
Ah, Corporal Harold, it's interesting to see you in here.
Yes, last time I remember I was Lieutenant Harold. But I guess it's been a while, Mr. Taylor.
Oh, I do apologise. It has been a while since I've adjusted your uniform for you.
Are you not disgraced? Because at this point, you would have left the military.
So he's trying to bamboozle me with some stolen valor right now.
Yes. And also some coin I remember you owed me from my last job.
Yeah,
remember you thought you...
You can only bamboozle me with one thing. You either have your rank or you can have your money.
For Harold, it has to be rank.
So with this, you'll hear the barkeep, croak up. He's just spat into a glass and clean it. Oh, you want that there sign? You be careful with that. A lot of people gone for that these days. Don't come back.
Very interesting. Well, I suppose barkeeper will have that job.
Well, it's not me who's giving it out. You want to go up to the manor there, see Lady Glass.
Smashing.
All that. I don't know about that. Not many people seen her these days. Only her servants. But, since time's been hard, she's the only thing that's kept this town somewhat running. Organises the guard and all that kind of jazz.
Well, I could certainly use some coin after I was robbed.
That's what you say.
So you ain't got coin to pay for your drink?
I'll cover the tab. I have an investment in these vagabonds.
I have a water, which I'm pretty sure is 90% your own spit.
Hey, I don't think you want to be drinking that. The cat will drink out of that. One of them died last night. We haven't quite removed the corpse.
I'm just drinking my own piss.
Who the fuck let you in here? Fucking vagabond. Get it.
I'm still wary of you, sir.
It's outside the window's just sticking his head in.
I could use a fine military man's help with this job if you don't mind coming along with me.
Yeah. I'll have to find a weapon. I've got some armour which is mysteriously in a bag next to me. So I imagine that you brought that with you too.
Yeah. I don't know there's much mystery to that there. I'm quite sure you brought that in with you.
But I don't remember where I got it.
You could have got it from the military. It's not like it says full set, but it's like it's the majority.
So I've got a full set of plate armor in my stoke gear. I do want to equip that to my main gear.
Sure, but that'll give you disadvantage on quite a few things. Most things.
Okay, I still want it. I got it, so I should wear it. I don't want to carry it around.
So you just start putting on your armour inside this tavern, then?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Okay, fair.
You, peasant over there.
Hello!
Actually.
Are you interested in coming with us?
Oh, yes.
Alright, good.
Wait, where the fuck are you? Where did you come from?
I'll be careful
with
that.
I'm the one sitting in the corner in the shadows, bankrolling this foot confoolery.
Yeah.
I'll be careful that peasant out there. He was caught buggering the sheep last night.
Well...
That's my wife you're talking about.
Maybe, Mr. Peasant, you can maybe become my squire.
I'll see you.
Help me with my armour, come here.
Yes.
Jump through the window, I bolt in.
There's glass in
there. Very smashed. Oh, yeah.
Okay, Peasant, you've now destroyed property, but now you must be my squire. Come, help me with my armour.
Yes, my lord. Yes, my lord.
Well, whilst they're playing dress up, the two of you want a drink or not?
Well, I'll pay for one drink each for us, I guess.
Well, I guess if you're buying.
Fair enough. What do you want? Piss swallow or gin? Which is also piss swallow.
This isn't literal piss, I'll take the gin.
What's it
like? I don't know, it's just called piss swallow, darling. Or gentleman, wherever you are.
Darling, I've been been to some of those gentlemen clubs. So that's quite the experience.
Oh, really? You've been to a couple of those? My brother works at one of those.
Oh, God. I might know him.
Yeah.
Might have paid him off a few times.
Oh, good God. He works at the Dirty Whore.
That one, exactly. He's the titular man himself.
Oh, God. He's
one with
that
the Saggy Hall.
This Shadow Master of ours seems quite a sketchy character. Been in all types
Shadow
of...
Shadow Master? No, no, don't... No. Send
well, you're saying that you're bankrolling us. Doesn't that make you the Shadow Master?
It makes us that pimp.
Look, the Shadow
Master...
You
only got me a drink. I don't really know what you're talking about here.
Look, the Shadow Master is a very highly esteemed member of the Shadow Cabinet. He certainly wouldn't be seen in this back of the town if you not.
Either way, as long as someone's paying for your fucking drinks, I don't care. Are you wanting a night or are you not? We got, like, I think we got a room upstairs. There's a moderate amount of lice, but, you know.
I'd be quite happy just to go and see about this job, actually.
Yeah, sure.
We don't need a room. I'll see if I can get my armour now, right?
Yeah, you can be in your armour. So, as you step outside, you paint your tab off.
Yes.
You take a trudge up the road towards the manor. The gates are closed, and it starts to rain, sending down a small rivulet of shitty water from top to bottom of this little hill that this town's built on.
I think Trongo just presses the wee button in his cane and it turns into an umbrella and he holds it against above his head because he's fancy like that.
All of a sudden you hear someone shout, "Heresy, he's a witch!"
I think you're lying.
Stay away from my friend.
I can't go shit on that.
And that, I'll see you took you for the arm.
Full plate. Yeah, I thought I told you that earlier. I think it's like...
Oh, I can't remember either way.
Four protection, but I don't remember what the disadvantage is.
Full plate's four.
Yeah.
We'll find out what the disadvantage is when he gets
to
it.
Right side.
Yeah,
no, we'll get to that one. I just wanted to know the protection quickly.
Four.
Thank you.
Yeah, so you don't feel the rain, and I don't feel the rain.
Feel the rain on
you. All you can hear is a slight tinkling as it bounces off his armour. The rest of you two get absolutely soaking wet. So you reach the manor gates. They're rusted. Again, they have a faint residual kind of splendour to them, as if at one point they would have looked.
Oh my god, the sewers!
Yeah.
Fucking dishwasher. As if they once would have been gilded in like a fancy gold leaf.
Oh, look, dishwasher!
Long been stripped back. You can sort of see a light on, like a little candle lit at the front door, but other than that, the garden's as quiet as anything, and the rest of the area is dead. Everyone's kind of started to go inside.
Well, I suppose it's time to knock on the front door.
Ah, yeah, I just said.
Surf, knock on the front door.
We must talk to this Mrs. Glass. Is it?
Take the umbrella
glass?
Down.
Lady Glass.
Knocking the door with a cane.
So, as you, there's a chain out front, you hear it, there's a dong in the distance. It takes a minute, you eventually hear some tapping on the outside. Couple of keys jingling in a lock. Couple more locks. Even more locks. The door suddenly opens. There's a little old wizened man.
What do you want?
A job.
We're looking for Miss Lady Glass. Is she living here?
What?
Does she reside here? That's it.
Who?
Give us some money, you dirty bastard.
Lady Glass.
I don't have to shout. Yes, this is Lady Glass's manor.
We have a meeting with the lady herself.
Oh, do you?
You're blind.
Might be.
What if your dress closed?
Best way up, you're an old man.
So, yes, please, take us to Lady Glass.
Alright, fair enough. I mean, Lady Glass hasn't seen many people these days, so...
Well, they're going to want to see me. I am Harold.
Fucking stink for one, I can tell that.
Sorry, that would be.
Yes, that is the servant.
Who did the vagabond
just
in here?
Just my squire, ignore him.
Yeah, we'll leave him at the front door.
Alright,
yes.
Okay.
Scratch my ear.
Just please wait in the foyer. I'll go and see if Lady Glass is taking visitors. Right, you see him hobbling off, a little cane just tapping in the distance, echoing through the dusty entrance. Inside, there's a mix of taxidermied animals. All in various states of decay. There's a broken chandelier swinging listlessly in what probably looks like a small breeze from a broken window. And it's not long before the old man comes back and goes, Lady Glass, we'll see you. the job, and he'll take you in. You follow him down for like a couple of minutes, maybe. It's quite a long building, this, you know. And you see various states of mold, decay, things are broken. Yeah. Mind the debris. There's a couple of rats as well. Don't let them bother you. They're hard times, don't you know?
Preach, Squire.
Hard. The fuck let you in?
Right. Why did you follow us? You're supposed to be in the porch. Silly, a squire of mine. I'm just going to hit him with my hand. Gently. Go away.
That's one character dead.
Yeah. You break his skull open into 1,000 pieces.
There we go.
Goes everywhere.
Goodbye, Sirloin.
And eventually you get into like a little hall. It's not like a big man. It's just a regular size kind of hall. There is a fire at one end where you're brought in. And a dusted, moth-eaten carpet that leads to a kind of almost like a dais, a raised platform. And on this dais is kind of almost, not really a throne, but a very, opulent too many times, a very grandeur-esque chair. And in this chair is a completely shrouded figure.
Lady Glass. These are the people I was talking about here. You have to mind, Lady, she doesn't often talk that these days. Problem with the voice. He walks over, goes up to the chair. You see him kind of grunting as he kind of climbs these little steps. He sits next to her. He leans in. Right. What is it you're after?
Details on the job, good sir.
Right. The lady here wishes to acquire an O'Peary skin. How you go about it is completely up to you, but she does know of one in her summer residence. Why she had to kind of flee to this one. It's not the best. My forgiveness, lady, but you will agree this is not the best manor you own.
It is in disrepair, this estate.
Well, yes, it would be if you had to deal with the hordes of dead that, kind of surround the area for the most part.
Well, that is why you're hiring us, I assume.
No, you're here to get the skin of the O'Peary that has taken up residence in her other establishment.
Is there a particular outfit she wants made out of this skin?
That is to be determined when you fetch the O'Peary skin. However, are you a tailor of some sorts?
I'm the fanciest tailor in all of the land.
Right. So you are a tailor then?
The best.
Okay, well.
It leans into Lady.
Yeah. Right. We'll talk about that later.
So, get the skin first. Basically an extermination job to collect materials for a fancy outfit.
Pretty much, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. The lady loves her finery, don't you? Yes, of course. So, we will give you an average coin purse. He leans in. A grand coin purse between the four of you. You can use this to arm yourselves, but I warn you, prices have been driven high lately.
Of course. It's quite natural. Speaking of the hordes of corpses, and perhaps the high prices of weapons, is there a reason to have so many locks on this manor door?
Security,
isn't
it?
Well, yes.
He scratched his bald little head.
Rich people don't want poor in here.
Fair enough.
I best
like
leave.
That.
Well, he points to Flower's character.
Well, with the reward, I won't be as poor, will I?
And you said that there was hard times here, less revenue being made?
Well, it's just the state of the world now, isn't it?
Nothing specific to our dear lady, then?
Oh, no. She keeps this place running.
Yes, robbers and burglars all over the place. I have one question for you as well.
All right.
have you in your station as fancy, fancy people noticed at all anybody below their station wearing fineries that they shouldn't be or that are surprising to you?
Anyone coming through those gates these days is a surprise to us, I'm afraid.
Were there any recent arrivals other than ourselves?
No, can't say I've seen them.
Alright.
You can clearly see his eyes are so scrunched up that you probably wouldn't see anything. It was right in front of him.
Would you like some nibbles?
Yeah, I would like some nibbles.
Ah, fuck, that's not.
The old man has a
well,
mysterious tree of nibbles out of nowhere that apparently burned him.
They're quite good nibbles.
Mm.
Some prawns in there.
We're going to flat lay you up here.
The tailor refuses the nibbles.
That's fine, more for me.
So yeah, you'll have to go and...
Oh, fuck me.
You have to go and scavenge what you can throughout the town. I'd say price.
Can you please swallow before you start talking to us again?
I fucking do. Respect your elders, your old. Right, now, unless you've got any other questions for the lady.
Yes, I'll have one question. And that is, once we complete this this monster quest, I assume we're going to be receiving, what is our pay?
That's why do we quiet, man. This is why we shouldn't let you light up before games.
I don't.
Then how the fuck you like this?
Cooking. We need it.
Oh, fair enough, actually.
Right. As I said,
we're getting a heavy coin force.
You're getting you're getting one now. Mm-hmm. You get your equipment. And you'll get two more.
Thank you. You see? Harold's back in the room.
Exactly.
Well done, Harold.
No one wants to ask any questions about anything around them, anything like that.
Well, I mean, we know that we've got to get the summer house. Do we know the directions?
I'll get you a... Can any of you read?
Yes, no. I can.
Good. You're probably the best to have the map there.
Right. And is there anything else we need to know about a summer house? Other than the fact it's infested with a...
O'Peary. A weird fucking cat bat thing.
Imagine if you will. I think it's
imagine
about...
if you will a creature that would be perfect to hit with your shoe.
Right, I don't need to describe the O'Peary to me. I'm asking if there's anything else.
Well, his weakness.
It's quite possible that you might find some cultists. Where there's an O'Peary, there tends to be cultists.
So you're saying that you've let a cult take over the Lady Summerhouse?
If you see the size of this O'Peary, you would not be saying let. And with our guard as small as it is now, we had no choice.
That's fine, I'm going to follow up to that.
Do you have any advice for dealing with it?
Quick as possible.
For fuck's sake.
Yeah, I'm guessing this is something we're going to have to assess.
Do
when
you
we get
know
there,
anybody
so.
Who, is a specialist, who is a specialist? On monsters, if we can find out a weakness for this beast.
Yeah, you lot.
Right.
That's why you
we
took...
are the experts, I guess.
That's why you took the job, innit?
I mean, I'm a tailor. I don't know. I don't know what you did in the army.
Well, I was a I welded a great axe. Which is great proficiency.
He was a basic infantry man.
Well, if you put it that
demoted
way.
Demoted twice.
I'm a poor man.
Hey, one of those was not my fault.
Of course not. Nothing of those. Right.
I'm
going
to the one
then,
I want to.
Scrounge up some weapons around town, then get to the beast.
I'll have another nibble.
On your map, you
will. Fine, Mr. Peasant, I'll feed you.
I'm not in for
the. Who let the peasant out?
Oh, you thick head!
Not on the floor.
You dirty fucking peasant.
For our viewers at home, the dirty fucking peasant just ate food off of a caravan floor.
Yep. So on this map you will see that there's quite clearly a trail led out. It's probably going to take you about day and a half, and it's already getting quite late. Now it's up to you if you want to stay in town or if you want to set off, because there's quite clearly what looks like a farmhouse market.
How many rooms is in this manor house?
You're not staying in the ladies' manor.
Would he notice if we stayed there anyway, considering his sight?
Well,
for that, I...
Can I just go and find a room?
Yes, we shall leave.
Yes, well, I mean, we'll pick up in the morning. I'll meet you all out the front of this house. And I'm just going to wander off.
Reminder that we need to buy weapons before we leave for the other manor.
Yeah, you'll need to buy weapons.
Of course, I'll meet you at the shops.
Alright.
Okay. Yes. I'll be at the smithy at 8 o'clock in the
smithy
morning.
Smithy at 8, yes. Quite right.
I need to find myself a grand weapon.
Let's all make our separate ways.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm just going to go and find a room.
Can I use room
and tavern.
Can I use
inconspicuous.
Yeah, there we go. Inconspicuous. Yeah, that is it. To see if I can find the lady's accounting records.
Okay, I need to find the list of things on here because I will need to know how to roll against this because I did not plan this bit. So what traits have you got?
Well, I have mentality, which I'm guessing is the thing some degree of intelligence. I'm literate, so I'll be able to tell.
Oh, you know, come with me, read the records with me, I can't read.
Alright, yeah, so actually, you know what? Me and our elusive friend here are going to sneak off.
So you're going to sneak off and try and find a room in this rundown.
Yeah, well, I'm looking for a room to stay in. You're looking for records.
Yes.
Alright.
We can help.
You've only ever seen, you've seen only the one old man in here, but there will be other...
Yeah.
That's okay, I'm very sociable.
Yes, it'd be the help we brought around the nibbles.
Yes.
Well, you will have been asked to leave at this point.
Yeah, but nobody else knows that.
Yet.
So.
I have tracker and inconspicuous.
Tracker and inconspicuous.
So I want to find a room with like financial records and inconspicuous to not be caught.
And if I just find a bed, I'm happy.
Basically, any traits, just DM decides if they're relevant. I can't remember what the bonus is for having that.
Well, inconspicuous will be, will be allowed to be used.
Is it an extra dice or some shit?
Well, I'm not even going to make you roll for it. Essentially, as you walk around this old place, and the old man has tried to show you out the door, but at some point or another, two of you have peeled off. You two are now outside.
Oh, Squire.
I just go sit in the bush.
No.
You guys
no, Squire, you follow me. I have commandeered you.
So, you're in the main, like, foyer. The old man's showing the others out. Alright, right. Good luck to you. He starts locking all the locks. Click, 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 click. Puts keys out of pouches, locks them. It's like almost like ritualistic how he's done it. And off he shuffles. And you're left in the foyer. So there's a stairway. There's the hallway that you came down with that you did see a few other doors, but not the nicest of things. And there's a bit of noise coming from a little bit further down, but not enough to really kind of suggest anything serious. Probably more workers.
Oh, probably want to take the staircase to find the bedrooms and offices.
Yeah.
Right, so you head up the stairs. It's dusty, it's musty, and it stinks to high hell of mould. Carpet sort of squelches underfoot to a certain degree. It's not nice, you know, I mean, you would think it's better than it should be. Or it should be better than it is. And you get to the second floor, and it's much the same as the bottom, except for without a staircase. So there's a long corridor with the rooms off the side, and a small one at the back. And up here, it's quiet. You can see in some places there are patches of sky peering through the ceiling, which is crumbling, and, you know, various stages of decay and rot.
Something smells rather fishy. A lady of her mean should not have to live in a place like this. Something more than that beast has gone wrong, I reckon.
Fair enough. Well, you do manage to find yourself a room. It looks in a room that's very much disused. The bed's wet, and there's a few rats that are kind of scurrying around and squeaking. And as for records, you do eventually find a study. However, quite a majority of it is more damaged. Right. Are you literate?
I am.
He is.
Are you with her?
Yeah, I'm still with him.
Yes, him.
You're with him. Okay, so what information you can piece out of this is I will want you to roll a d6.
And since you're literate, I will say we'll go with a standard. You go with a 4. Anything above a 4.
All right. Bear in mind, I've got mentality here, and I am a small business owner. So right, I've got all these skills.
We'll put it down to a 3.
Come on, yeah.
I rolled a 2.
Unfortunately, the only records you find seem to be moulded and not very helpful for you. It's kind of a bust, I'm afraid. You know.
Well, good try. We'll see what we can find at the summer estate.
However, you will find another picture of the summer estate. It hasn't moulded, and it looks pretty much exactly the same, but a lot more fixed, a lot more intact.
Well, I mean, if that's pictures from a long time ago, then that tells us nothing. It could have went into disrepair, much like this manor house has.
Maybe.
But, I mean, it gives us an idea what it looks like, so we've got directions, we've got a map, we know what it looks like, or looked like. Does this picture give us any clues as to, I don't know, something like, is there perhaps a massive cat in the window of one of the, no.
Unfortunately not, this is probably,
is there a very
block
house?
Yes, is there maybe a riddle in the back or some shit that's going to...
No, it's just basically a picture of the house. There's a floor plan, but not much else.
Okay, well, we've got a photo of the house now. Fantastic.
And have you stayed in that overnight?
Yeah, I'm not going to stay in the wet bed. I think we're just going to make our own arrangements. I mean, we've got a shelter, so we're going to find a room that has at least a full ceiling.
Yeah, I mean, you'll find one that's got a relatively okay ceiling and a bed.
Yep, find a mattress in the floor or something and some blankets over it that are at least not as musty as the others.
If you find a few moth-eaten blankets, they'll do.
Yeah, moths are fine.
Yeah.
They won't eat us.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've fashioned ourselves a little camp in the near this office in the second floor.
Yeah. Eventually, overnight, the smell of food will waft up to you from downstairs in the kitchens. You realise you will be hungry. At this point, it's pretty much
gone. Can I try and catch one of the rats?
Sure. What would you want to? How would you go about catching a rat?
Well, one of my things is wild thing. So I can go feral.
Yeah. Okay.
So you're gonna see this man in a 3-piece suit just pounce on a fucking rat face first.
All right. I want a 4.
That's a 2.
You manage to catch a rat. However, this rat then turns around and bites you in the hand. You'll be bleeding for some time. It's not the best of positions. It might even affect, perhaps, say, your weapon swings in the future. It's quite a nasty bite, because it doesn't just bite the once, it does bite down and chop fairly hard. Now,
can I sew her wound up?
You want to place surgery?
Wait, is this a different skill from being a tailor?
Yep. So your sewing skills should be up there.
Yeah.
Basically.
This is just giving her stitches and not doing surgery.
Hold on. Surgery.
Come with over with surgery.
Surgery, 103 to 105. 103 to 105. Well, okay. So this was going to be something that was not really going to be too bad. Surgery. Character may spend downtime on an injury or a permanent injury. A condition not currently on the mend. Okay, so you want to roll for surgery. You want to basically try and sew this up, right?
Well, okay, see if I can help.
Let's see if there's a sew.
Our rat catcher.
Well,
with the rat catching wind. Yeah.
I mean, I'd say you can try healing instead, but if you're trying to sew, then it'll be surgery. Because it's rudimentary.
It's rudimentary then? I mean,
right.
I have my trusty sewing kit.
You only have one injury, so the difficulty in performing surgery is 5. Increase the difficulty by 1 for each injury the patient has, not including the one being currently treated. So you're a 5.
Okay, so I have to roll a 5 or a 6.
Yep.
Are you supposed to build more than one dice or two dice?
One.
Really?
One is for your...
you okay?
That's alright, because I rolled a six.
Ah, so you got over. You're on the mend, so it says roll 2d6 and the injury will be healed in so many days. However, since it's a small one, I say roll 1d6 and that's how long it took to heal.
Well, that's two again.
Two.
Well, you'd think this thing might be weird.
Yeah. Two days and yeah, your hand will be fine again. You managed to find some like blankets and whatnot to tie around it, and yeah, you do kind of sew the car up. You just hope it doesn't become infected later.
Success. What kind of rewards do I get for this?
Oh, cool.
do I level up? Do I get coin?
Pat will give you a small coin purse.
Oh, you're downgrading your own one tonight.
Yeah.
Very nice, Pat. Thanks very much.
There you go.
You seem like a loyal sort to have around, and I keep you.
And whilst you two bunker down in this place, what are the other two doing? You've kind of been outside now. Everyone else is just inside doing
it. Yeah, well, I mean... I'm going to keep it simple. We're going to go buy a room in a tavern. With food.
Have you got coin?
Yes, because we've got that starter coin the guy gave us.
You do, yes.
Oh, my lord. I've got
a
happy
us a fat coin purse to spread between us, right?
Yep. So who had that?
Seems like Henry has it.
Okay, so you had the fat coin purse. So you're now going to go on a spending spree and buy a room, yes?
No, I just want a room and I also want a grey tax from the back.
Hold on. Close.
Well, that's going to be next morning.
Yeah, right? Next morning. You go back to the tavern, which was called the...
It was called...
Squealing Pig.
Yep, Squealing Pig.
Yep. Are you back then, are you?
Yep, I'm here for another room. I'm going to spend the night here and get some good rest and some food.
You want lice or no lice?
What's the difference?
Taste.
I didn't ask you. You said you had.
Time Lord.
Apart from.
Matt, please. What is the difference?
Apart from the price. One, you leech like a bastard for a week. The other, you only leech for a bastard for a few hours.
Right. And what's the price?
You say about. Oh, I don't know. And he tots up in his head after you. Cleaning another glass. 25 opals. It's not a lot. You can manage that. It won't affect you too much.
Okay.
As for the lice...
Would you take 20? For a cunning and chivalrous and, might I say, trait, sociable.
Oh, you're sociable.
I am.
All right.
Oh, spinball.
you got nibbles from the oaks, have you?
Yeah, that's... I think you could do a room for 20.
They're the lice you mentioned on now.
I'll give you a plus one for that, so I want to roll
actually,
a four.
There's a lot of sesame seeds in the lice.
That's why I ate before.
Go on,
roll a four. Yeah.
It's conversation.
Two!
Sir's just scratching his
head. Two!
For you then, 30 opal.
Well, grrr. I'll pay it, obviously, but.
Right.
That's food on board, though.
Alright, we didn't say nothing about food and bar. We just said lice or no lice.
I said food and bar.
Do you pay more for the lice, or is it less for the lice?
You shut up there, don't you give him ideas?
Less for the lice. It would have been 20, but now it's 25, because it's still on 30. I don't like you.
You got yourself a room.
Huh? Give yourself a room.
No, we're sharing a room. He's my squire, he can sleep on the floor.
It's like wearing his feet.
So yeah, you managed to hunker down in a room that has surprisingly no lice.
We got a good deal today, lad.
However, it does have a fuck ton of spiders.
Ah! Extra protein.
Crunch.
They leave you alone as long as you... They leave you alone as long as you leave them alone.
We've got a mini bar.
There's some fucking big spiders up there. I'd be cautious about that. Rearranging the furniture, they mean.
Make sure it's all a drink.
Ooh, that'd be nice, actually.
You want
that
a legend?
Request?
If that's all right, good sir.
Yes.
Oh, spider has got his foot.
We trained that one well. He named him Jeff.
Another one.
Jeff the spider.
Spider
man.
apparently everyone's just getting up and fucking off.
Mitty.
Don't mind me, I'm just telling a story over here.
I'm Mitty, sir.
Fuck off, you poor bastard.
Okay.
You're lucky I let you inside. If he weren't paying 30 opal, you'd be out on the fucking street, you bastard.
That's fine, live there anyway.
I'm good. Leave my sheep alone. I find you buggering my sheep, I'll castrate you myself.
I'm already castrated.
Joke's on you, he's into that shit.
This is your boss.
Thank you, yeah. You'll only be into it once.
For the sheep, for the castration.
Where'd that voice come from? You're not even in this building. Fucking witch!
Found the voice.
Yep, so day will break. You two are fine. You end up with a hunk of old bread and some very watery gruel, and that is your breakfast. Meanwhile, the two of you, you're slightly cold. You're locked in some... I think it makes it worse that you look like you've got tits from this angle.
Our lovely viewer fires up all fours, eating Chinese food on the plate on the floor.
Dance for me, bitch! All right, here's 5 opals, but that's quite worth a watch.
Right.
Okay, so you two, however, are still shut behind a locked door.
Well, luckily, our glorious DM mentioned there was a fuck ton of holes in the ceiling that we could escape through.
You're going to try and climb out?
Yeah. Plus, it's locked from the inside. We are on the inside.
There were keys.
Yeah, I know what you said, that you dodgy bastard.
Ha! I think of most things. Not everything, but most things.
I think of most things.
Well, somehow, you managed to find a window that's open and you kind of get yourselves out that way.
A bit beneath me, but I suppose.
You do. And, you all meet up outside in the street again, once again. Thank you very much, good sir, for the drink. Beautiful. Oh, fuck yeah, gin. So, yeah. He has the remains of your fat coin. Put it on the floor. Here's the remains of the fat coin purse. The shops are opening up for the day. You can see a few people moving cattle around and various different animals for back and forth for the market that seems to be setting up. And yeah, where do you want to go? There's a few tailors, there's a few armourers.
I think we should probably meet up with Henry at the blacksmith.
Yes.
Harold. At the blacksmith.
He said from afar. I heard that.
I did say you had all met up.
Yes, we've all met up. Oh. Very nice. We need weapons first and foremost, I think.
I think the blacksmith is first in order. We got this coin purse. Right?
I mean, we're outside the blacksmith, so we're right as well.
Mr. Blacksmith, what can you give me today?
Mr. Blacksmith,
give
me a sword.
You walk up to a crude-looking blacksmith. Outside on a chain is a little kind of swinging anvil sign with a hammer on it.
Why are blacksmiths always crude looking? You know, I walked into a really sexy blacksmith's.
Did you? Was it all velvet?
Hanging and outside leather. As well as the sign saying the hammered hag. And as you walk inside, there is a hunk of a man.
Oh, yes.
Here we go. Great, I call him Pepper
Fat. He's 7'2", full of muscle. And he looks like he has a muscle named Russell. And it could be his love muscle. And there he is, banging away on a bit of metal.
What are you using?
Well, he ain't using a hammer.
He calls it a hammer.
He's using the shaft or something. Yeah, thwop, thwop, thwop.
Are you alright there, sir? Did that not hurt?
Well, hello there.
Hello there.
How can I help you?
I am looking for a great axe to wield today.
You want a great axe?
Great axe.
Well, I mean... Let's see if there is a great axe in his yearbook.
Well, he's checking his book. He's going to take your ID. You're going to wait and list for 2 weeks.
We have a...
We have a heavy battle axe. It's slashing damage. That'll be a... well, with the current inflation of prices, that'll be a average size coin purse.
We have a greater, don't we?
Which will mean we only have an average coin purse left.
Comes down to what my friends really need.
I will take anything. I've quite desperately for any kind of weapon.
Let's talk that quickly. Your character, are you playing like a rogue, or are you...
Well, this isn't D&D, Cartman, yeah, so that we don't have classes, and furthermore, we don't have enough stats to actually have, like, shit we're good at and shit we're bad at, really.
Yeah, it's kind of average.
Everyone's as good with any other weapon as
yeah, well, if a skill appears fancy, I'm going to try it.
Would you want to try them?
I think daggers or something would be his kind of vibe.
Mm.
They're probably
very
cheap.
Well, let me have a look-see if we have a dagger. Yes, we do have some daggers. They are lightweight weapons.
Mm-hmm.
They will probably cost you a small coin purse.
If we're under such tight constraints for money,
I just didn't realise you could sound so sexy.
Fuck off!
You there, the tailor, do you use weapons?
I don't think I've ever had any cause to use weapons.
I'm having a great time imagining a tailor who doesn't use weapons looking exactly like Captus.
I sense lies.
Rusty gauntlet on his head.
Yeah.
I will say you could probably use that as bludgeon.
I mean, I do have my I have my trusty sewing glove that's attached to me.
Well, yeah, strange, you haven't taken that off yet.
Do you have any? Do you have a hand crossbow?
Do I have a hand crossbow? I'm afraid I do not have a hand crossbow, because that is not my forte. I just make the metal weaponry.
I want to
go to somewhere else to get a hand crossbow. Crossbow.
That's the gin hitting.
Yeah.
That would be the gin hitting, very nicely.
What is your name? My name is Gin.
Some sort of single fire ranged weapon seems like it'd be appropriate for my tailor.
You can get a crossbow from across the river.
So, are you guys deal with the other weapons just now? I'll see if I can find myself something else.
That is okay.
Okay.
Who let you in here? As he looks at the poor person.
He's just my squire. I think just a dagger would do for him.
No. I'm quite good at learning to fight bits on the streets. I'm quite the brawler. May I have some knuckle dusters, please?
Okay, give the man knuckle dusters.
Hello, Gertrude.
That would be an improvised weapon. You can have some of these knuckle dusters. It would be a lightweight improvised bludgeoning weapon that will give you a plus one.
Mind telling me what the daggers will give me?
Yeah, same for mine. I think it's got plus four slashing.
I would love to tell you what they give you, but considering all it says here is P and light, or S and light, it doesn't really fucking say.
Hmm.
It's not the most helpful.
How does a blacksmith not know how sharp his weapons are?
Go fuck yourself. I mean, it's just a weapon that does slashing. It's lightweight, so I think light attacks do... different things.
I'll ask you about the axe in a minute, mate.
Please don't.
You have to.
So, light, this weapon is perfect for a plus two.
Plus two.
Heavy is perfect for a plus two on heavy strikes, but cannot make light strikes.
Thank you.
Light weapons cannot make heavy strikes. Improvise suffers a minus one penalty to each attack.
But it basically bounces out.
Yeah, so basically you're rolling harder. So whenever you roll, whatever you roll is minus...
But it's a
plus. Are you
one.
Trying to flirt with me? Good sir.
So it's a plus one, but my improvise is a minus one, so it basically balances out.
Yeah.
So very quickly with a great battle axe, I get plus two, but I'm not allowed to do quick attacks.
Yes.
You good?
Fucking him making eyes at me across the room.
I'm
you see what you want to see, Matt.
I'm sorry, but what does about attack with three creatures?
No, I fucking stopped it in time, you dickhead.
No, I wait back to stop you.
So, is there anything else I can do for you? If not, then you can pay and be on your way.
Pat will slam a small coin purse from his own supply. You deal with the other.
I mean, I've got the greater coin purse,
which is now an average.
If you pay,
because you're paying for the two weapons.
Okay, yo. I thought you said average because I paid for my room, but
no, that didn't really cover much.
Cool. But at the end of the day, I've got enough to cover what I've got here.
Yeah,
and I've got enough change.
Yeah,
cool.
Meanwhile, you fucked off over to the other side.
Yeah, can we find a Fletcher? Or whoever, an arbalist, whoever it is that makes a...
Yeah,
do you have any money on you?
He doesn't. Wait, no, he has a small coin purse. I gave him one.
Yeah, you can make a small coin purse. Yeah.
Well then, we better go find our...
This is whilst you lot are in here. He's gone off to the other side.
Sorry, my mom's sake.
You go off to another side, and it's the fancy Fletchers.
Oh, the fanciest Fletchers. The
fancy Fletchers, yes.
I do like fancy.
And as you open the door, there's a little... Ding, ding, ding.
Hey, we'll be in a minute, darling. Hello, what can I do for you?
Well, good morning.
Morning. Which one?
I'm looking for a little something to just keep me defended. A little ranged number. Maybe like a hand crossbow or something.
You want a hand crossbow? Well, we've got a whole bunch of them on that wall over there. You pick your best and we'll lend our braces.
Excellent. Have you got any that sort of, I don't know, would match a three-piece suit rather than a two-piece?
Well, the light crossbow, the light crossbow, it's castle forged, back before the old castle, whatever, fell down, whatnot. It's quite fancy, quite pricey though.
Yeah, a bit too old for me. I'm looking for something more modern.
Pardon? You got a normal crossbow?
No, a bit too big for me. I'm looking for something a bit more mobile.
Onion bow?
What?
Onion bow?
No, definitely a crossbow.
You got light or normal? What do you pick?
I'm going for light then, I guess.
Right. Ranged, light, and reload. So you'll have to... This weapon requires an open action to load between each attack. So once you fired it, you need to miss a turn to reload it.
Fair.
It's a light weapon, so you cannot do heavy strikes.
Fair.
But it's +2. Castle Forged, also meaning it's a +1, but they're expensive.
Well, I don't need a Castle Forged, I just need a...
That's what we got.
That's what you got, okay.
Well, you might have a ratty one out there, but...
I got this light corn purse. Can I? Can I offer a service in exchange?
What kind of service you offered?
I could tidy up that ratty dress that you're wearing.
They fucking say ratty dress. Handed down to me by my mother, it was.
And wouldn't she prefer it for you to be caring for it?
She died in it.
Yeah.
Look at her blood.
I'm sure she's still not wearing it.
Wouldn't you honour your mother better by keeping it in good nick?
And what am I supposed to wear when you're doing that? How many times it'd be?
I don't even have to take it off you. I have my sewing kit right here. I can adjust it for you. All you'd have to do is just stand on this little stool here and I'll adjust it for you right now.
Alright. And yeah, you'll get them to stand on the stool.
In the old shop.
Yeah. Ooh, now I'm pretty sure sewing is some sort of an ability. Now, if I kept the page open, that would have been the smart thing to do. Because I'm having to look at 15 million different pages at once. I didn't.
Well, you told me I'm a tailor, so I'm going to try and use that skill to solve every problem.
Oh, look, you're going to find me. I'm a tailor.
I'm going to sew your arsehole shirt.
Do you want some bookmarks?
Might be worth it, actually, in a minute.
Have you got any bookmarks? I mean, you're the person for bookmarks, really, sorry.
Here we go, right. So, we've got not surgery. You're not navigating, you're not foraging.
It's bookmark.
Yeah, mate. You're not healing, you're not corrupting, keep you're not fearing, you're not attacking. Yeah. You know what, I'll just say because you're a tailor, I'll say it's a three.
Yeah, two is fine.
Three, and a particularly intelligent tailor with my mentality.
Yeah, go on, then. Two.
Yeah, I rolled a two.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, so you managed to fix it. Alright. Give me your light coin purse.
Very well. Give her the light coin purse. Take the take the crossbow and...
You want arrows with that?
I mean, am I getting bolts with it?
Nope.
No.
Erector.
But you were bunny.
Oh, there you are, Mr. Taylor. How are you going? How's your shopping? You look a bit downtrodden. What's happened?
I just did a bit of negotiating here, Harold.
I see. And how's that going for you?
Well, I've managed to get myself a nice little light crossbow, but I'm...
did you get any bolts with that?
Yeah, I was going to say I was missing some bolts, yes.
Rainier's too cheap to buy crossbow bolts, and he bought a fucking crossbow. Yes.
I fixed the women's dress, but still, she's...
Oh, yeah, ravishing job. I mean, seamless stitching, I must admit. Come on, I'm going to pay for the bolts.
All right, so yeah, it's a Litecoin person you'll get.
That's pretty much all I got left. Yeah.
For about 30 bolts. Yeah. You have to write it down. Make sure you write it down.
You're counting arrows?
Yes. Yes, I fucking am, because I'm a cunt.
We know this about you already.
Fuck you.
All right, light crossbow, 30 bolts.
Yep. Now, did any of you think to get food? Rations, perhaps?
No.
I think I've actually already got that in my inventory.
Can I just be eating some
more? Yes, some of them do. You can forage.
Yeah. We've got wild thing. Me and Harold.
Yeah, I would say you can forage for sure, but you have to forage when you're out at the bow.
Yeah.
Can I dumpster dive and try to find some food?
Yeah.
Do they have dumpsters in the old world?
Yeah, they wouldn't really have dumpsters. You just kind of... At the edge of town, there'll be a
slot.
Yeah, there'll be like a ditch where all the shit's thrown into it. Like all the shit, dead, like carcass bits and waste, broken bottles.
Nothing like a.
Or I can hunt a beast and we'll eat that tonight.
A bear. Go search for a bear.
Can you really hunt a beast?
I think I can. Mentality, social, musical, hardy.
With an axe. With an axe, crossbow, daggers, and knuckle dusters. What a lovely meal that'll make.
Oh, it would indeed. It would.
You can pulverise it. I'll chop it up.
So you don't particularly want to go and look in the shit ditch?
Well, no.
I'll go. Fuck it, I don't mind.
We don't have any money.
You want to look in the shit ditch?
I'll go to the shit ditch.
So I would want a 5 standard roll. But what is your... What have you got any traits that you think would be useful for this?
He's just generally manky.
Yeah. I would say for me too.
Smelling me. Oh.
And I know where to go and where not to because I'm a dirty peasant.
Sorry, you've done this before then, have you? Alright, I'm going to get a 4.
Okay.
That skill is called bulking.
4.
Yeah, you know what? You managed to find...
A pheasant.
On camera. You managed to find some old turnips there.
They've
seen their best days at least about a week ago, but you might be able to get a bit of food out of
you. Got some turnips, sir.
Yeah.
You might get
dirty peasants.
A single ration out of them, but you'll need to eat them within.
Post-haste.
It's hit and miss whether you get the shits or not. It'll be a flip of the coin for the shits.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's see if I flip the shits.
Okay, flip for shits.
Flip for shits.
There you go.
Oh, I'm actually doing it.
What are you doing now?
You're actually fucking doing it. So you want the crown?
No, I get the shit.
You get the shits. You also are now doomed.
I am doomed.
Keep the coin.
Stop.
Hang on, does he get that as a doom? Because all he's doing is flipping for the shits.
Yes. Anytime you flip the doom coin. Pass him the coin.
Shits?
Have I eaten this?
No, pass him the coin.
Have I he's eaten doomed. These turnips?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're hungry, you've eaten turnips. And suddenly your guts feel very bad. So you're going to have a -2 to most rolls now.
Yay!
So the day is young. The trees are rustling with a slight breeze. There's a bit of bird song. Not a lot, a little bit. The market's kind of, in full swing. It's a pitiful affair. A few emaciated animals and whatnot are kind of being led to slaughter for the various different establishments. Not that there are many still left in town. And yeah, the road is yours. You've been given a direction and a map.
Onwards to the summer estate.
Onwards indeed to the summer estate.
How many miles away is it from the town?
Quite a few.
What's quite a few?
You will need to have at least a day's travel.
Oh, shit.
So you'll have to spend a night in the middle. But that is conveniently where there's a small farm place. It's kind of marked up on the map.
Slow down by my ship.
Yeah.
Yeah, by the way, there's a farm. There's a farmhouse on that map.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just so you know.
Ah, see, it's right there.
So, this is the first area I can assume you visited this kind of woodlands, right?
Yeah. No, I've been here before.
So you've been here before, have you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's familiar. I was in the army. They trained me in these little wilderness.
I vaguely remember seeing like 13 short bitches and one tall guy in a hat pass through here at some point.
Oh, funny that.
Fair enough. So you are navigating. So you are the one navigating, yes?
I'm navigating. I've got the map. I'm taking them to this farmhouse. No, that seems oddly familiar.
Navigation is 5. You have a map, so I'll make it 4.
Okay. Can we use mentality or literate to get that down even more?
I will say literate, yes, because you can read some instructions. I'll say a 3 then.
6.
Cool. Nice. Yeah. You are over.
I am perfectly
success.
Reading this map.
You really, yeah. You find the map. You find the trail. It's easy walking. Yeah. As you walk in, though, you do start to get a little bit peckish, and you'll realise that you have not brought food with you. You will need some food and water. Nearby on the map, you'll notice there is a stream that's marked up. Hasn't really got a name. It's just marked as a few wavy lines. But there is a little bit of a danger symbol. It's kind of almost like a bug kind of like looking scribble. The guy who wrote the map wasn't exactly the most literate of the people.
Alright there, chaps. This map isn't particularly, I don't know. Would it be? It's not,
Thank you. It's okay.
It's scale.
Kind of, yeah, it's not really scale.
So it's accurate,
well.
But it's not giving us a lot of information here. As far as I can tell here, there is a stream. We can get ourselves all watered and rested over there.
I think a stream is a good idea. We can maybe find some food there.
I would say keep your head in the swivel, though. There could be some danger afoot.
Okay.
We can dunk that one in the stream.
We're gonna say our campsite for the night is gonna be near the stream.
I mean, you will be able to travel a little bit further.
Yeah, like we can go to the stream. We can fill up with water, and then we can head along to the farmhouse.
Yes, but how long will it take us to set up a camp? Because I'm suggesting
if the DM says we can travel further, I assume we can travel further, Carmen.
Yeah, what I was going to say was if we can get to the farmhouse by nightfall.
Yeah.
What do you think? Yes.
You suspect with that success that you can make it there. You've managed to kind of get your foot in quite
we travel
well.
By maps.
Yeah.
Yeah, so follow me, chaps.
Alright. Okay. As you start going slightly off track, not too far, but enough.
Yeah, enough.
You start hearing running water. Yeah, there's a stream coming up. Us, like babbling at first.
Yes, we can maybe wash our peasant while we're here.
A little bit
he's got a bit of a peculiar smell of him at the moment.
Yeah, the turnips are repeating on me.
And all of a sudden you'll just hear a high pitched kind of whine. Tiny little outraged voices. Fuck off! Fuck off! Fuck off! Fuck off!
What is that?
Fuck off!
What do you mean fuck off?
Sounds like a bird!
Can I investigate?
Yeah, I mean, sure. How would you investigate this?
Well, I want to find out what's making the noise.
Okay.
Can I help him? I've got tracker. Can I try and find out where the fuck it's coming from?
Yeah, sure. You, is anyone, like, Wilderborn?
Yeah, we both are.
No, not Wilderborn.
Wildling or whatever.
Yeah.
Mentality sociable is a trait, right?
Yeah.
Mentality sociable, musical, hardy.
Alright, so you're Wilderborn.
I could have sworn someone else was Wilderborn. Alright.
Alright, well.
Yeah, take the hardy chap with you.
You'll kind of be better off at this because you were born in the wilds. I'll say it's a 4.
And I've got tracker as well. Does that help?
I'll say it's a. No, because you're not actively looking for this. You kind of, it's around you.
Okay,
you're,
sure.
You're not tracking this thing. It's, if you, yeah, I mean, if you're looking for where it's coming from.
It's tracking you.
But yeah, not what it is.
It's a four, then. That's a four.
It's a four? Yeah, you kind of see these kind of almost gnat-shaped things. I'll read the thing. They're called Goenfly. Gwynfly. Travellers can be sure they're approaching a river when they start to hear one or two sounds. Running water of a high-pitched whine of tiny animal voices. Goenflies are carnivorous insects that target open wounds and vulnerable body parts. They are particularly fond of earlobes, though it takes at least two working in tandem to rip them from the head. They are opportunistic hunters, waiting until the target is distracted or disabled to swoop in and tear up a piece of flesh into the air. This species is capable of rudimentary speech, but seems attracted primarily to curses and vitriolic insults.
So the more we swear, the more we get hurt.
God, that's a horrible one.
They are sometimes sold as pets to the wealthy. Even if their sharp teeth and razor-like claws make them something of a liability. They want earlobes and eyelids. Mm. That's all you know
face to face.
Alright, I'm familiar with these. I've met people who have them.
Can't!
Yeah, what do you say they were again?
Fuck off!
Gwynflies.
Oh, yes, I've heard of you, Gwynflies.
Fuck off, peasant! Fucking
picking
on me.
We'll meet you in Glowwoods!
As long as we are...
Oh, keep shit in my pond!
As long as we keep our tongue civil, they shouldn't disturb us.
Fuck off, metal man!
Yes, whatever.
Fucking brilliant, you can't...
He's gonna Pat's gonna stick his hand into his pocket, the injured one. So it's not visible.
Ah, but do they smell? You never know. They might smell blood.
Yes. Just don't do it though.
Blood!
Look for the red dude!
Oh my
god!
Fucking get him, you cunt! And they haven't attacked yet. But, what do you do?
I'm just going to leave them. I'm just going to walk on by because they seem alright.
I'm going to back up and keep an eye on them.
So you're getting closer to the river.
Yeah, I got to commit.
I got to follow.
And so is the peasant. Yes. He just thinks of shit. Now, would you say the shit gives him an open mind?
I'd say no.
If anything, I'd say that's a fucking deterrent. Yeah. You want to eat something that smells like shit? I don't.
Ah, good point.
They already called him a stinky bastard.
Remember and take the water from upstream from where he shits.
Fuck off! Right. Well, in which case. It's go time. You two are going towards the river, yeah?
Yeah. I've got to. Yeah.
You'll be swarmed by at least four of these things. They are in swarms, mind you.
Okay.
Four different individual swarms.
You didn't tell me that bit, funny enough.
Four little bastards.
But go on.
Come on, your fucking eyes, you cunt!
Hey, I was nice. I didn't swear.
So?
Just want some water.
Fuck off! You will need to tell me what kind of actions you want to do, and I will need another 2% of dice. Can I have two more?
Make mine if you want.
I need to. And two more. Two more dice.
Have
you got two more dice?
Yeah.
Are you in combat?
I'm not there.
You're not there?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'll have my two back. Cool. Right.
Okay. So,
what did you do?
What I want to do is, I want to keep it non-aggressive, just gently, sort of moving them out of the way.
Tough shit. They're combat.
Yeah, they're trying to be able
to. They're trying to eat your ears.
What the hell's up with
your ears then? They want to eat your ears. They'll eat your peasant's ears then.
The peasant can be shit.
I thought you were wearing a helmet.
Yeah, I think
that. Make it harder.
Yeah, no, full set actually, I'm wearing a helmet.
Yeah, but they still want your ears.
They can't get my ears.
They want your ears.
Yeah, but you can try my eyelids.
They want to eat your ears.
They will try and pull your helmet off. I'm taking this sheet so I can actually find the...
Okay.
Cool, right. So, four sets of swarms.
Well, so these guys got pretty aggro pretty quick.
Yep.
Well, I mean, so I'm going to roll defense and I was going to take the hint, but we should get near the water.
Yeah, like bees. You can hide under the water and they can't sting you.
No, I'm going to back it off.
Wash me off.
I think it's the best way to do it.
Right, so they are going to do... Oh, I'm going to do five. 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 hear anything. Probably. You know, fuck it. They're all going to go for fives because they want your eyes and ears.
What do you mean? You haven't rolled them yet.
Yeah, I don't roll.
What do you mean you don't roll?
Because I just
roll. So, when in this game, when you choose an action, you don't roll initiative. Your initiative is based on what action you want to do.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's already.
So you choose one of those.
Five, I've got to beat five.
No.
No, buddy.
You choose one of these, and that's what you want to do with one of your dice.
Okay. Little pictures?
Yeah, no, I'm getting it. Thank you.
There you go.
I don't need this to run. No, I don't need this. Okay. Cool. So, yeah. They're all going to go for five, which is eyes and ears. All creatures occupying the swarm's area. Five. Okay. Bites. The goan flies target a fleshy bit of the foe within the swarm's area, performing an attack.
You got your
plus
one,
two. Yeah. That ignores protection.
No, it's fine. But I'm going to use dash. I'm going to dash away.
Right, so put it to dash.
I've got that here.
No, put your dice to dash. Right. Now, what are you reading as?
So, okay, dash is a two dice.
Right, so here's the thing. Yeah. I'm going to roll. So you're doing a two, right? So you need to follow then this one, right? So when I roll, you then follow this effect, yeah?
So you roll, yeah. I then roll, and if I beat it, equal it, or under it, it goes from there.
Yes. Okay. However, you can spend toughness and whatnot pushing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
But am I allowed to know what you rolled first before spending the?
Yes, game? I'm going to roll it now.
Okay, go on.
Okay. So the first one is going after Carmen. That is a 8 because it's plus 2, and it ignores protection. Oh wait, so these are 5. Actually, no, you're dashing first. So yeah. So you're dashing. We'll read what it says.
Dash. Move a short distance in addition to a free move. At the start of the act.
Right, so basically, instead of actually doing anything, you'll basically run away to begin with, yeah?
Yeah, I figured out, but these guys are not cool.
Right. Flower, what are you doing for your action?
How far away are these little things?
They're on you.
Okay, I'm basically going to do a light strike to see if I can hit the bloody thing.
Right, so you're doing a light strike, which is what number?
3. I should protect my lord.
You're doing a 3. Right, okay.
Protect me, sir.
You go first, then. So, roll your D, and... It's obviously even to whatever you're doing because you've got the minus one plus one.
I got a 1.
You have a 1, so these guys are going to roll. They've also got a 1.
I got a minus 2.
You have a minus 2.
Because I have the shit.
So yeah, you have minus 2, so you don't hit them. Right, now it's their turn. So that 8 is going to carry
you
over.
One.
Yeah. You've run away.
I got a 1.
Minus you've got two. The shit, so you're minus 2. Yeah,
so basically,
so what about 0? Should be negative 1.
Yeah, so actually you're under. So read what it says on under.
Bailiff with cost.
Yeah, so you've essentially kind of fallen over.
Into the water?
I wouldn't say into the water. You've fallen over and you kind of shat everywhere.
Oh no.
Covering everybody.
You've sprayed and prayed.
What's so why? Don't embarrass yourself.
The fact that you're now prone will limit all your footing down to 0.
He's manny again.
Exactly.
Yeah. You've lost your footing.
Actually, I'll tell you what, take 2 footing off. I won't be that generous, that unfair.
Me?
Yeah, so you'll have minus 2 footing.
So that means you staggered him?
Not yet, because he's on 0. But he's fallen over, so he is prone. So as I say, that 8 I rolled earlier for them to go for the bite will go for you. Do you have any tough... do you have anything to beat that with? So you are
me.
Rolling... No, him.
Me.
Yeah, so you have to roll your D6, and you have to beat an 8.
An 8? Not possible. I got a 6.
You have a 6. Oh dear. With a minus 2, that's 4. So, these are biting you. Okay. I've got to try and work out what this will come under. This is over. Target loses 1 toughness. And... Yeah, so you'll basically lose 1 toughness, which is the top one. Alright. The next one will roll, because you've got 4 of these fuckers.
Okay.
That is 5, 6, 7. They have a plus 2. Attack plus 2.
I have a minus 2 for the ship.
Yeah. Because you ain't mad, don't
it? 1.
Okay, that's another minus 2 toughness. Okay, so...
Can I do a saving move to get him
no,
out?
No, because it's not your turn.
I know, I'm fast.
So he's now at minus... Well, he's in at zero toughness. Now, if I remember correctly...
Is he zero already?
Yeah, he only had four toughness.
Oh, fuck.
So we might already have our first death here. Right, so when they use a full toughness, you must fall unconscious. If you drop below, you must resist death. Right, now because I've already set these to five, I can't change them, so you have two more. But because you're unconscious, I'll say you might as well resist death. So you need to flip me that Doom coin again. If you're on... No.
Flip it normally.
If you have skulls, you're dead, and they eat you. If you have the crown, you survive.
Damn, we're already losing the dude.
Skull.
You are eaten alive.
Okay.
No! My squire! Honestly. You sacrifice yourself so bravely.
As you're running away.
And bud, you die to a fairy.
Pretty much. And you know what? I'm going to say, let's call it there for a break for a bit. We've lost our first party member. Thank you everyone for listening. Bye-bye.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.